Have you ever heard that women suddenly, dramatically age at 44 and 61? Like, boom, you wake up one morning and it's all downhill from there. I have seen this post all over social media. People saying 44 is the age when your face falls and 61 is when you become unrecognizable. And not just in terms of looks. These myths make it sound like you don't just look older, but you feel older, you act older, and suddenly you are just different. Like one day you wake up and you are exhausted, your energy is gone, and apparently you are supposed to just accept that. But let me tell you, this is completely nonsense. Aging doesn't work that way, and today we are going to break this myth down, piece by piece. Where did it come from? Why so many women believe it? And most importantly, what actually happens to our bodies in our 40s, and what can we do about it? Let's get into it. Welcome to Mastering Your 30s and Living My 40s, the podcast where we navigate the wild, beautiful, and sometimes frustrating journey of aging. If you are in your 30s, this is your guide to slowing down, enjoying the ride, and making smart investments in your future health, wealth, and well-being. And if you are in your 40s, like myself, this is a space to share wisdom, reflect on the lessons learned, and have honest conversations about what this decade really looked like. I'm Alev Bakan, a health and life coach and owner of Health & Co. Today, we are tackling something that really grinds my gears. This idea that women just fall apart at 44 and 61. In this episode, we will cover where this myth come from and why people believe it, what actually happens to your body in your 40s, the real factor that accelerate or slow down aging, the difference between an ideal health plan versus reality, and what I would do differently if I go back to my 30s. And of course, how Health & Co. can help you navigate all of this actual strategies that work. So if you have ever worried that there is a countdown clock on your youth, this episode is for you. Let's dive in. Okay, let's start with the obvious question. Where did this even come from? Who decided that at 44 and 61, women suddenly fall apart? Because, spoiler alert, that's not backed by science. Here is my theory. Aging has always been a loaded topic, especially for women. Society has spent centuries making us feel like our value is tied to youth. Wrinkles? Nope. Gotta fix that. Gray hair? Gotta cover it. And God forbid you hit 40 and still feel confident, because suddenly the world starts handing out expiration dates. Now the specific ages, 44 and 61, no one really knows who picked those numbers, but it seems to be linked to hormonal shifts. Around 44, many women enter perimenopause, when estrogen and progesterone starts fluctuating. And 61, that's postmenopause for most women, when your body has fully adjusted to lower hormone levels. But here's the kicker. Aging doesn't happen overnight. You don't wake up at 44 looking 20 years older. What does happen is that years of habits, good or bad, start showing up more visibly. So, in today's episode and in the whole podcast, of course, I will cover what happens in your 40s because I am going through my 40s. For the 61 episode, you have to wait another 20 years for me to go through that. And hopefully I will go through it with health and a smile on my face and will have the energy and the passion to tell you all about it. But for now, we are going to talk about what really happens around 44. Not Instagram myths, not fear-mongering, just facts. First of all, perimenopause kick in. For some, not all. Perimenopause is like a roller coaster for some women and barely a blip for others. It can start in your early 40s or not until your late 40s, and it's different for everyone. Your estrogen and progesterone levels start to fluctuate, and this can cause changes in skin elasticity, well, collagen loss, changes in metabolism, weight shifts, slower recovery, mood swings or brain fog, and this is not just aging, it's hormone related, and sleep disruptions, which makes everything feel worse. Here is where that 44 is the downfall myth comes from. Women don't suddenly age. They just start seeing the long-term effects of their lifestyle choices. If you have been running on stress, bad sleep, and a coffee-only diet for 20 years, your body is going to say, excuse me, we need a break. But if you have been taking care of yourself, 44 doesn't feel that different at all. Okay. I know women in their 40s who look and feel better than they did at 30s because they finally started prioritizing themselves. And I might be one of those women. I feel much better and more in charge of my life in my 40s. That's why please believe me when I say age is just a number. So I always ask my guests, what would they say to their 30-year-old self? So in this episode, I will go back to my 30s and I will analyze everything that I will do differently and what I will say to my 30-year-old self. Let's get real. If I could sit down with my 30-year-old self over a massive cup of coffee, because let's be honest, I was running on caffeine and adrenaline, I would have some serious words of wisdom to share. And no, it wouldn't be like, try to be perfect at this and try that, because that's not the real life. The ideal plan, sure, it sounds great, but life gets in the way. Work gets crazy. Maybe you have kids, maybe you don't. Maybe you are navigating career changes, relationships, or just trying to figure out who the hell you are. And through it all, the last person on your priority list is, of course, you. But here is the thing. I will tell my 30-year-old self that even if she couldn't do everything perfectly, just making an effort in these areas would make a huge difference in how she felt in her 40s. So let's go through those areas one by one. Well, let's start with sleep. Sleep is non-negotiable, and being exhausted is not a badge of honor. You know how in your 30s you feel like you can just push through? You survive on 5-6 hours of sleep because who has time to sleep, right? You have got deadlines, responsibilities, maybe little kids waking you up at night. And for a while, it feels fine. But let me tell you, your body keeps the receipts. Chronic sleep deprivation wrecks your metabolism, your skin, your mood, your focus. It's like running a marathon with no water breaks. And by your 40s, it catches up to you fast. Suddenly, you are waking up exhausted even after 8 hours of sleep because your body never learned how to get deep, restful sleep. What I will tell my 30-year-old self? Well, I will say, Ale, well, I know the quiet time after putting the kids to bed feels like a reward. I know the late night scrolling, the binge watching, the just one more episode moments feel extremely good. But enjoy it responsibly. Don't wait until you are completely drained to finally catch up on sleep. Start prioritizing it now, even in small ways. Your self-future will thank you. The second most important fact that I want to talk about is choosing strength training over cardio, because your bones and muscles will need that. For years, I thought I just needed to do more cardio, running, cycling, you name it, and I did it. And I was a cardio junkie. And don't get me wrong, cardio is great. But if I could go back, I would tell my 30-year-old self to start lifting weights and never stop. Because here is what no one tells you. Muscle mass naturally declines as you age. By the time you hit your 40s, if you haven't been strength training, you are losing muscles faster than you realize. And when muscles goes, metabolism slows down. Bone density decreases, energy levels drop, and suddenly your body feels different. Well, what I would tell to my 30-year-old self? Well, I will say, well, Alev, please pick up the damn weights. I know cardio feels easier when you're exhausted. You just throw on your sneakers and run. But trust me, your bones, metabolism, and energy levels depend on strength training. Even if it's just once a week, it's better than nothing. And now at 43, I'm in my peak weight training mixed cardio era, and it shows. People keep complimenting and asking me, how do I do it? How toned I look? And you know what? I see it and I feel it too. I feel stronger and more fit than I ever did when I was a cardio junkie. And believe me, I was already healthy and looking and feeling good. And I have my secrets and I have my little system that I'm using. This couple of months I was using P-Wall technique, which is not a paid partnership. I am just using paying on my own. But I'm very happy with it. And if you want any reference or any clues about P-Wall, I'm here to help. All right. This is a big, big, big one. Stress is aging you faster than anything else. Forget wrinkles. Stress messes with your hormones, metabolism, digestion, sleep, skin, literally everything about you. And in your 30s, you are expected to hustle. You say yes to everything. You take on extra work. You put everyone else's first ahead of yourself. And you think, I will slow down later. And then one day you wake up 10 years later and realize that, well, you never actually put yourself first. So what would I tell to my 30-year-old self? I will start with saying stop. Like stop trying to be everything for everyone. Boundaries, they are not selfish. They are necessary. They are your BFF. And learn to say no. Prioritize your peace, and make space for you before your body forces you to slow down. What about me at this age? Well, I pay more attention to what drains me out, and I don't force myself to stress over things that I cannot control. And yes, there are still situations, people, or places that I have to deal with, but this 43-year-old lady, she is not stressing over what doesn't matter and over what she cannot control. Well, number four is our faithful, loyal friend, our skin, and what we need to do with our skincare. You know what I regret about skincare? Like, to be honest with you, it's nothing. When it comes to skincare, I was a nerd from day one. I never went to bed with makeup on. I drank my water. I built a solid skincare routine with my dermatologist. And I think this part is extremely important. I'm not talking about like cosmetic part of skincare, but a routine that you discuss with your dermatologist. And I'm so glad I did. What would I tell to my 30-year-old self or any young woman that I am seeing out there? Would be, even if you are too tired to do your full routine, at least have makeup wipes and eye cream by your bed, because even bare minimum consistency pays off. And please, please, please protect your skin from the sun. And now my skin is still in good shape. I do Botox here and there, and I get regular facials, but I stay away from anything too harsh. And please remember that skincare isn't about reversing damage, but it's about preventing it. Well, this might be the most important one. How many times have you said, "I will take care of myself when work slows down. I will start working out when the kids are older. I will prioritize myself when I have more time." Well, guess what? That day never magically comes. You have to make time for yourself now. What would I tell to my 30-year-old self? If you don't start putting yourself first now, it's only going to get harder later. Don't wait until burnout forces you to slow down. Build the habits now so they are second nature later. And at this age, I actually prioritize me time. I have a me time, and I'm not ashamed of it. It doesn't have to be fancy. It doesn't have to be polished or Instagram worthy, but sometimes it's 15 minutes in the car before picking the kids up. But those small moments, they are everything. Well, I sometimes have some women clients that think that their body or their whole well-being change overnight. But in reality, it's just years of habit catching up. But what I tell them that the good news is it's never too late, and they can start building good habits right away. Let me tell you about a client of mine. I'm not going to call her name, her real name, so I'm going to just call her Sarah. Sarah came to me in her late 30s, feeling completely exhausted. Well, she was running on coffee and barely sleeping, had zero energy to work out, and she was feeling like her body had betrayed her, like she had suddenly aged 10, 20 years overnight. But here is what actually happened. Sarah had spent years putting everyone else first, between work, kids, and never-ending to-do list. She had no time for herself, or she was thinking like that. It wasn't a quick recovery. It wasn't like a sudden miracle that she transformed herself and her life in one night with one coaching call. But we started small. And instead of trying to overhaul everything at once, she focused on three little things, but very effective things. First, moving her bedtime 30 minutes earlier. Second, strength training once a week instead of thinking she had to be in the gym every day. And third, saying no to one thing per week that drained her energy. And guess what? Within a few months, Sarah felt like a different person. She wasn't just less tired, she was stronger, more energized, and felt in control of her health again. And that's the power of small, sustainable changes. You don't need a perfect plan. You just need to start. So if you are in your 30s or 40s and you feel like your body is changing too fast and you are struggling to keep up, you are not alone. And you don't have to figure it out all by yourself. If you want personalized coaching to help you feel strong, confident, and energized at any age, I am here for you, and Health Time Co. is here to help you out. Forget the number. Aging is about how you take care of yourself every day. Share this episode with a friend and let's rewrite the story on aging together. And hey, if today's episode resonates with you, I would love to hear your thoughts. Send me a DM on Instagram at healthandcousa or tag me in your stories and I would love to see your takeaways and continue the conversation. And if you are ready to take control of your health, energy, and confidence, whether you are in your 30s or 40s or beyond, Health & Co. is here to help. So you don't have to navigate this alone. I work with women just like you to create real sustainable changes that actually fit your lifestyle. So if you are interested in coaching, check out the link in the show notes or visit our website www.healthandco.com and let's make this decade your best one yet. And before you go, if you enjoyed this episode, it would mean the world to me if you could leave a quick review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. It helps other women like you find this podcast and join the conversation. Thanks for spending your time with me today. I will see you next week for another episode of Mastering Your 30s and Living My 40s. And until next time, please be good to yourself.